UK hands the Bank of England a stablecoin innovation mandate. The British government plans to give the Bank of England a new mandate to support payments innovation, including stablecoins, alongside its existing financial stability role, according to a report from Cointelegraph published August 27, 2026. The move would formally task the central bank with helping the sector grow, not only guarding against its risks. That framing matters. For most of the past decade, the Bank of England approached crypto and stablecoins as a threat to be contained. A statutory or policy nudge toward support innovation reverses the default posture from caution to encouragement. A central bank told to help, not just police. Central banks usually carry a narrow set of objectives: price stability, financial stability, sometimes employment. Adding a payments innovation and stablecoin remit widens that scope. It signals the Treasury wants the bank to treat digital payment rails as national infrastructure worth developing, similar to how it treats the health of the banking system. The practical question is how a stability-first institution executes a growth brief. The bank has run a digital pound investigation for years and has consulted on a systemic stablecoin regime that would cap individual holdings and demand full backing in high-quality assets. A mandate to actively support stablecoins pushes those work streams from study and constrain toward enable and supervise. This lands during a broader UK repositioning. The government has spent 2026 trying to keep London competitive with the EU's MiCA regime and the US Genius Act, both of which gave stablecoin issuers clearer rules to build against. The concern in Westminster has been that capital and payment firms route around the UK to jurisdictions with a defined path. A pro-innovation mandate is an attempt to close that gap. Stablecoins move from risk file to policy priority. Stablecoins are the part of crypto that most directly touches everyday payments. They settle faster than card networks, run around the clock, and are increasingly the default medium for on-chain commerce. Issuance keeps climbing. Circle recently minted $5 billion in USDC on Solana in a single week, a scale that is hard for any major economy to treat as a fringe experiment. For UK consumers and businesses, a supportive central bank could mean regulated sterling stablecoins with clear reserve and redemption rules, rather than reliance on dollar-denominated tokens issued abroad. That has knock-on effects for anyone spending crypto. Many stablecoin-focused cards already let users hold and spend USDC or USDT balances, and a domestic regulated pound token would give British holders a native option that settles without the foreign exchange leg. The caution is that support is not the same as light touch. The bank's earlier proposals lean toward strict holding caps and conservative backing requirements, and a growth mandate does not automatically loosen those. Issuers may still face tighter reserve rules than they would under the US framework. The direction of travel is friendlier. The detail will decide whether firms actually build in the UK. The competitive backdrop. The timing is not accidental. The EU's MiCA rules are now in force, and Germany has become an early leader, with the bloc adding new licensed crypto banks to its register through 2026. The US passed stablecoin legislation that pulled issuers and payment firms toward dollar tokens. The UK, outside both regimes, needed its own signal to keep firms from treating it as a second choice. A central bank mandate is a stronger signal than a consultation paper because it changes the institution's incentives. Once the Bank of England is measured partly on whether payments innovation happens, its supervisors have a reason to find workable paths rather than default to refusal. That is the mechanism the Treasury appears to be reaching for. There is also a domestic banking angle. Faster, programmable money worries traditional lenders who rely on stable deposits to fund lending. Dallas Fed economists recently warned that tokenized deposits could make bank funding less stable and push up credit costs. A UK mandate that accelerates stablecoins will run into the same tension. And how the bank balances innovation against deposit stability will shape the final rulebook.